Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Patuas, and Tracy Taylor is elected not to participate in today's subject. I think she's this is part of her boycott. We're brought to you by Comfort Keepers, where nationwide and locally we provide non-medical home care to enable you to stay safe and independent at home. And today. We are going to be talking about something that is very timely, and it is the renewal or the enrollment, open enrollment for Medicare Part D and Medicare Part C, which is also known as the Medicare Advantage Program. So this is kind of the ABCD of Medicare. And joining us is someone who's been with us before, Walter Robinson. Welcome, Walter.
Thank you.
Walter is an insurance specialist with BlackRock Insurance Services in BlackRock, Connecticut. And also with us is Kataline Gonis with MedBills Assist. Welcome, Kataline.
Thank you.
Due dates for these renewals are really the 31st of December for Medicare Part D.
Yes.
Enrollment dates for the Medicare Advantage Plan expires March 31st.
Right.
This is considered to be the annual enrollment period, which begins November 15th and it ends December 31st. Come January 1st, it's followed by a, quote, open enrollment period, which ends March 31st.
Is there a difference between open and annual?
Yes.
What's the difference?
During the annual, you can make any change from any company to company, from plan to plan, back to Medicare, leave Medicare. There's no restriction.
And that's
now.
That's now to the end of this calendar year.
Correct.
So you could change insurances on a daily basis if you want.
Correct.
And then after January 1st, the Medicare Part D window is closed.
Right.
And the Advantage Plan is open until the end of March. But how many times can you change during that three-month period?
Once. And the restriction is you can only change to a like plan, cannot change and add a prescription drug benefit, and you can go back to, if you left, you can return to the original Medicare AB supplement design. And after March 31st, you're locked into whichever plan you've selected until the following annual enrollment period, November 15th of 09.
Yeah. Can you give me a 30-second thumbnail of what the Medicare Part D is all about?
Okay. Medicare Part D is designed for people who are on Medicare to receive prescription benefits. At the moment, in Fairfield County, there are 47 plans available. I think the most important part for people to understand that once they enroll to a Medicare prescription benefits, and if they happen to have an employer retirement package what contains medical and prescription coverage, they would lose their coverage. Normally,
they would lose the coverage under the employer plan.
Under the employer plan. And normally, those employer plans are better. Not all of them. A lot of them are better than a Medicare prescription plan. So be careful before you make this final selection. The other thing what you need to consider is the formulary. The formulary is the drugs which are listed on the specific insurance policy. And if the drug a person is taking is not on that list, they will not be covered.
Now, that is very important because obviously you don't want to get into a plan where the medication is not something that you've been prescribed.
Right.
Now, some of it may be generic versus the brand name that you're used to taking, but don't they also have different tiers of formularies where there's a basic formulary and then there's formularies where they pay part of the amount?
Prescription formularies, they come in different designs, and I have seen several different ways of doing it. But the normal everyday plan is you have the genetic coverage, and I see a lot of the preferred genetic, and then you have the brand name drugs, and often they have a specialty classification of drugs where a person has to pay 33% of the cost of the drug. So it gets very complicated. Furthermore, some of the drugs, such as Lipitor, often requires prior authorizations. It is the most important part to look through the drug plan, make sure that every single drug that a person takes is covered, and it's covered without restrictions, such as authorizations, quantity limits, and many other things they put in there.
Well, Kathleen, getting back to what you said earlier about an employer plan for retirees, there are some retiree plans that are they called certified, or there was a terminology when Medicare Part D came out that you had to be careful about whether or not you relied upon your employer's plan. Trying to remember the term, whether it was credentialed or...
You're referring to credibility letter.
Credibility letter.
That's it. That's what it's called.
Right.
It's called the credible coverage
Coverage, yes.
Credibility letter from the employer and or the employer's insurance company.
Right.
Validates to the government that that consumer has adequate coverage that meets the minimum standards set forth by CMS.
Now, is that credibility letter sent out... when this was originally enacted, everybody was getting credibility letters from existing plans, and they were advised to retain those letters.
Correct.
For substantiation of whether or not it met the standards. Now, is that something that's sent out on an annual basis, or if you didn't save it, you have to go back and get it?
It's not automatically sent out, and now it's available upon request to either the Human Resource Department of the employer or the insurance company if it's a smaller employer and there's no HR department.
Now, if you're just getting into retirement, if you're just retiring, then the letter would come out as part of your package, I assume.
It's really dependent on each insurance company and each HR department. Some of them are very good of sending out the letters and it's included in the package. And some of them you really have to go and ask for it. So
you got to know to ask for it.
Yes.
So this is something that could really hang you up if you are making the assumption that I've got the coverage through my employer, but you don't know to ask for a credibility letter, then you could jeopardize the coverage that you think you've got.
Correct. You need to know your coverage before you make a final decision. The other, I think, very important aspect of the Medicare prescription benefits versus the employer is the Medicare famous donut hole. And that can be very expensive. And I think that's why probably most of the employer-sponsored plans are better, because they don't have a hole.
So how much is that hole these days?
Excuse me, Caitlin. The government doesn't want us to call it a donut hole anymore.
what's it called?
The gap now.
Oh, the gap.
Yeah, we're stepping up in the world.
Did Dunkin' Donuts have anything to do about that?
I don't think so.
Well,
define what the gap or the donut hole is.
For 2009, next year, the threshold what a person has to reach is $2,700. That is the beginning of the policy, and the $2,700 is the money which is total cost paid for prescriptions up to that point. That includes copays and insurance payments together. Some plans have deductibles and some don't.
Okay, so getting up to that $2,700 means it's the gross amount of the prescriptions obtained to that point by the individual, some of which may have been paid as a copay and the rest would have been paid for under the Medicare Part D?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they got to remember that the prescription is generally, if you're having it filled in a participating pharmacy, it's a discounted fee. So you're not paying full retail, but you're...
What are you getting credit for, though?
You're getting credit for what you pay as the copay and what the insurance company pays as their portion. So you can't rely on just your copay only, thinking that, well, gee, I have a big enough window here for $2,700 of my money. No, it's not $2,700 of just the consumer's money. It's the combination of the consumer and insurance company.
Okay.
The total of $2,700. And then you hit
the gap, but I think it's still a fun name for donut hole.
Well, the government's never going to live it down.
Okay, we're just running out of time in this segment, so we're going to come up to the break, and we will be back on the other side, and we'll talk more about Medicare Part D.